Dorothea Rockburn grew up in Montreal, Canada. Her fascination with art, mathematics, and science began very early. During elementary school, she spent Saturdays studying art at the École du Beaux-Arts, and as a teenager, she won a scholarship to the Museum School, where she continued her studies. Rockburn came to the United States in 1950 to attend Black Mountain College in North Carolina at the encouragement of her teachers in Canada. At Black Mountain, she studied art, music, and dance, beginning to think deeply about how these subjects relate to one another. In addition to her interest in music and dance, her work is also informed by such wide-ranging sources as Renaissance art, astronomy, archaeology, and philosophy, among others. Mathematics has been an especially persistent component of her work. Though she was not a mathematics scholar, under the guidance of Max Dane at Black Mountain, she learned how mathematics related to all things in nature. Her works allude to set theory, geometry, and mathematical relationships, such as the golden section. The golden section, or golden ratio, is a mathematics term that describes a ratio of 1 to 1.618. The ratio is commonly found in nature, from pine cones to beehives, and it is considered to be pleasing to the eye. For centuries, artists and architects have used the golden section to dictate proportional relationships in their work. Capernaum Gate, on display in this gallery, follows this tradition. The work is a large piece made of multiple shaped and layered canvases, with bright colors and an area of gold leaf. She used the gold to help bring out the areas of dark color around it. She wrote, "While in Italy viewing Renaissance paintings, I realized that the gold halos surrounding the heads of saints had a function. The gold leaf caught all the available light in the dark churches, illuminating what would otherwise have been unreadable faces. Working in that ancient familiar tradition from Egypt and Italy, I saw how gold leaf presents its own purity and passion. In Capernaum Gate, I too use gold leaf to illuminate the surrounding dark colors." Over the course of her life, Rockburn has explored these ideas and experimented with new ways to make art. She has worked with many materials, including paint, gold leaf, cardboard, sheet metal, and crude oil. Unfortunately, the volatile properties of these mediums have caused some of the works to disintegrate. In a recent interview with the New York Times, Rockburn stated someone may appreciate her art without being familiar with math. As she puts it, "You don't have to know the composition of water to swim in it. Once you know what water is, and that we're 90% water, it becomes more interesting."